This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 292 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this week, once again, we are joined by a special guest. You can find him at PopCulture33 on Instagram and on YouTube and on Letterboxd. His name is Evan. Evan, say hello to everybody.
Hello. How's everyone going? Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. We're looking forward to talking about this movie with you. This movie is going to be a lot of fun, I think, when we actually get into the discussion of it. It's a little movie from 2005. It's titled Stealth, directed by one Rob Cohen of Fast and Furious fame. He directed other stuff too, but I just say Fast and Furious fame. Of course, stars Josh Lucas, Jessica Biel, Jamie Foxx, Sam Shepard, and a robot airplane called Eddie, which I can't wait to talk about that. So before we get into all that, let's give you some Rotten Tomato scores. You guys, I don't think either of you will be surprised with these Rotten Tomato scores. Let's start with the audience score. I'm going to go a little opposite this time. This has a 39% audience score, okay? 39% regular people, not that good. But guess what? It's three times the critic score because this has a 13% critic score. So 87% of the critics who reviewed this said, this is a pile of crap. But what do you guys think of those scores? Now that you've seen the movie, if you hadn't before, Alex, what do you think about these Rotten Tomatoes scores?
Oh, I could totally see the 18% from critics. I mean, there was no way they were going to go higher than a 25. That was like no way at all. There was no way.
Fair. Evan, you find anything surprising in those scores?
Not at all. I thought maybe the audience score was a little too high for me.
Well, you know what? I'll just do it right now really quick. Stealth budget was $135 million and worldwide was $79 million.
It's a loser. It's a big loser. That day. This movie probably lost the studio close to $100 million. It had to be. Yeah. After marketing and everything, it was probably a big loss. Yeah, it definitely, I will say, the budget, I watched this on Blu-ray. The Blu-ray looked pretty good. It looked like an expensive movie, but I remember it being a big flop. I remember it not being sick. So this flopped with critics. This flopped with audiences. But did it flop with the action movie guys and our special guest, Evan? Well, let's talk about it. First off, let's start off with our lead character. I don't even remember his name. He's Josh Lucas. That's the actor. I know that much. Obviously, it's not quite an ensemble. There's other side characters, but he's the main lead. If you want to add in your opinions of the others, you can. Alex, I'm going to let you go for it because you have never seen this movie, correct?
No, I never seen Stealth.
Had you heard of this one? Is this one of the ones you never heard of? Or
I never heard of this one. Honestly, it's really bad because it had a crazy ensemble here and I'm like, wait a minute. I never even seen it or
this
whatever.
This was Jamie Foxx after Ray.
Oh, okay.
He already won his Oscar.
Josh Lucas plays Lieutenant Ben Gannon.
Ben Gannon. All right. What did you think of Josh Lucas, the guy who's never heard of or seen this movie? Alex, take it away.
Well, I did it for Jessica Biel. So I
gave you scored
it,
her.
I gave it a 3.
Okay. Well, explain yourself.
No, in terms of I put the three of them because technically they were the lead character, the three pilots. And then
not Jamie Foxx so much.
But I think I mean it was mostly Jessica Biel's character, Wade, Ben, the Tuki. Those two are the kind of the most lead. But anyway, I gave them a 3. I thought they were like a generic B flick type characters. This movie reminded me of Broken Arrow with Christian Slater and John Travolta. Remember that one? Or Under Siege 2? Did you see Under Siege 2?
Yes, we're going to do it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. So this is just like that. So I get, I did like Jessica Biel's character a lot more than Ben. I felt like the actor that played the main character, I felt like he was just not miscasted, but the wrong dude to play that type of role. I guess it is what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what he was.
Yeah, he's miscasted. Because I think Jessica Biel was awesome. And I think she fit the role. But unless they could have just switched Jamie Foxx and him, it would have been way better.
They should have, but they didn't.
Yeah. I gave it a 3 for the ensemble. But if it had to go solo, it would have been a straight 1 because he was a dud.
That's your boy from the Black Demon as well.
Black Demon, your boy from the Black Demon.
I've never seen it. That's not my boy. Yeah, I don't know it. All right, Evan, what did you think?
I gave it a 2. I remember this movie when it came out, and I thought Jamie Foxx was going to be in it more because they hyped him up because he was in this movie and he just won the Oscar. And then watching Jamie Foxx just be a creep. I mean, when he kisses that girl in Thailand or wherever and like, dude, yeah, that was just creepy looking. And like even the camera angle, I'm like, dude, that just looks bad. When your AI character has more character development than all the humans, you know it's a little wonky. You don't care for Josh Lucas. And I remember this was kind of his film of saying, like, we remember when Ben Affleck was trying to become a front leading man action star. This was kind of like Josh Lucas because he had a couple of hits. Like, can we make him the next Tom Cruise? Let's try him out. And I just think everyone fails. I mean, you actually have something going with her character, actually have a purpose. She's a woman and trying to be in this man's world and doing that. And they don't care. It becomes about her just liking Josh Lucas and not saying, I got to go pee pee. I mean, that's what it has to do. So I just go, that's where we're going to end up with. So the characters are all around was just the 2.
Okay. This movie, I'm going to be honest with you. I just got to say it right off the bat. This movie is going to be real fun to review because I have feelings. I saw this at the theater. I saw this movie at the theater in 2005. And I agree with Alex on this one. I gave them a 3. Evan, you're 100% right. This was Josh Lucas's paycheck, like Ben Affleck's paycheck. You know what I mean? This is like, hey, this is the guy. He was like, remember Sam Worthington a few years later? He was in everything. Like, he's the guy and he's never the guy. Or Taylor Kitsch. He's the guy and he's never the guy. This was Josh Courtney. Lucas. Yeah, this is Josh Lucas pushed as the guy. And he's not. He doesn't. He has the looks of a leading man. That's the thing. Even the part where he has no shirt, like he's physique, he's good looking, but he doesn't have the charisma that you need to be a leading action star. Whereas Jamie Foxx is nothing but charisma. He's like, has accidental charisma. You know what I mean? And so that's why they should have switched him, as he should have been the lead in the movie. Josh Lucas should have been the side character. I don't even care about the love story. It could have still been between those two and then he died and then it's more sad for her. You know what I mean? But he should have been. Now, Jessica Biel, I totally buy in this role because even though she is beautiful, she always had like a really physique, like she's strong look. Like she looks like she would be in the Navy or the Marines or this Navy, but she looks like she could be in the military. So I always bought her in these roles. Alex, you remember when we did A-Team? I could buy her in that role.
Yeah,
you know,
she
like
was good there.
Yeah, I believe it. So I did like her in this movie, honestly. But I thought they were fine. They were just generic. He was generic. She was cool. And Jamie Foxx, he was creepy. You're right. But he still was fun while he was there. Also, his death scene makes me laugh every time. Because the way they show that plane crumple up into
Mad slow.
Oh my gosh. It like slowly crumples up. I'm like, he died so hard there. So yeah, I gave him a 3. I'm not going to say they're great, but they're watchable and they're fine. They're just regular military people, kind of. All right, Evan, villain. Now in this case you have two. You have the general. He kind of ends up being the villain, but also you have Eddie for a little while. Yeah, you have Eddie for a little while, the plane, as going rogue and doing its own thing. So kind of talk about those. What do you give them?
See, that's where I was having a hard time. So like Eddie actually has like character development. He learns from Josh Lucas's character and what to be human, and he ends up doing the right thing as the AI. But I ended up just kind of rating the general as the villain. And it's kind of boring. It's a 2 because it's once again government shadow, but we actually don't know what the government's actually doing or why you're doing. It's like, let's just be spooky to be spooky and have this secret to be secret, but we never get any kind of really reveal. We don't get anything from it. It's the, I've seen this 1,000 times and you're doing nothing new to it. And you thought you were being clever. The script always thinks it's smarter than itself and it's not. And so I just thought he ended up being nothing. And then he like has that weird phone call at the end and says, you're going to hear this as I kill myself. And I'm like going, really? What's up with that? It's like, why you killing him yourself is a benefit to this guy because now you can't testify against him. Well, I mean, why does he need to hear it? So it just doesn't, the villain never capitalizes because it was just trying to be too clever.
There you go. 2 for Evan. Alex, what do you got?
All right. So I agree with Evan, but I went with Eddie because he was mostly the whole film.
Prick for a while.
Yeah, he was. And you know what?
Yeah.
I like the prick. I gave him a 4. I love the plane. You know what? It was I liked it because it was actually really fun. It was like a freaking Terminator gone loose in the sky. It had like multiple weapons that it could just target anybody, and it did some cool maneuvering. It killed Jamie Foxx, one of the lead characters. He was like, "Goodbye, Henry," and I was just like, "Oh!" And
I love when he says goodbye. It's like so evil.
Mad evil, like, you know what? He goes, I already knew you were going to crash. This is just like, goodbye, my friend. And I liked it. I was just like, you know what? As a villain, that plane was awesome. And so I gave it a 4. And I liked the design of the plane. That design of the aircraft was really cool. So I liked all that. But I agree. If it was the captain, I would go 1, maybe. I would even go to a 1. Because he reminded me of like those Jason Bourne type of characters. Yeah. But those characters in Jason Bourne was acted way better than what we got here. So I'm going to give it for Eddie. So I'm going to give him a 4.
All right. I agree with both of you on all counts. So here's my score, though. A 2. Because I finalized with the general, because Eddie ends up being bad at the end, right? However, while he is bad, he's the star of the show, baby. My man Eddie is the star of the show. He looks awesome. He's hilarious. He has like funny, the part where he tells Josh Lucas, he's like, I'm the real deal, or I'm the whole show, or whatever he says. It's like, don't you get the picture? And it's like, he's disrespectful. But my favorite thing about Eddie, Alex, I know you appreciate this. I know it. My favorite part about Eddie is when he goes up to get fuel from the blimp and it won't let him in, right? But when he arrives, he's listening to rock music, even though there's no people. It's like, he's like listening to the radio, but there's nobody in the cockpit. I think like this robot is amazing. He's genius, he just listens to music. He's like hardcore. He's like, oh, you're not gonna give me gas? He just breaks the thing off.
He shot the freaking thing.
And on top of that, Eddie stands for Extreme Deep Invader, which is one of the funniest like acronyms that they could come up with for a name for a plane. The Extreme Deep Invader. It's hilarious.
That's what Jamie Foxx said, right? He goes, that's what
he said, that's what they call me sometimes.
Creepy.
So this movie is unintentionally hilarious. And I think that's why I have a hard time like with this review, because I don't hate this movie, but I think it's horrible. So I gave him a 2 because the general sucks. I agree. He's not good. Eddie's awesome. I would have gave him a 5. So, Alex, I agree with your score. Evan, I agree with your score. All right. Action scenes. Evan, you get to go first. No, actually, you just went first. Alex, you get to go first.
No, I got to finish it now.
Okay, Evan, you get to go first.
I gave it a 3. I thought when it's actually going and some of the action, and for being CGI, it's not looking terrible. So I give it that credit. The one thing I don't get is, how does the gas up in the air get into a perfect circle? How does it float into that perfect circle? And when you watch these action films, when I have to ask myself, how is that possible? I always knock some points off, because you should, I don't know why, you're just doing it to make it look cool. Either go for the out of like Expendables. I never asked that question, because that movie's just silly. They're just going to do crazy stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But in this, it's like, you're kind of trying to be serious, and then it does that. So, but then really the action is just like a knockoff of Top Gun. Like, you're like, ooh, you hear the sound. So it's just not there, but it's not terrible. You could have fun with it. Because trust me, if you lived through 2005, 2008, and those CGI fight scenes that we got, we're like, oh, that's just not real. This is actually pretty good, that you could actually sit back and enjoy it.
That $130 million budget went to work with some of these scenes.
Yep.
All right, so 3 from Evan. Alex, what do you got?
Well, let me just tell you, brother, is Johnny 5 alive? Because this is a 5.
It rhymes with jive.
It rhymes with jive. Let me tell you, this had action stakes. For a movie that we're going to get into storyline and stuff, I love the action sequence. It was filmed, I guess, it filmed for me, because it was straight up, like Evan said, it was very over-the-top action, but they kind of knew what they had with these airplanes, and they knew what they were doing, and I think it worked. The scene that Eddie was like, yo, you got to go super high out of space, and then you got to go super Mach 1 and throw your missiles, and the guy was like, I'll do it, and I was like, oh, man, I hope you black out, because I was like, I just want to see you crash, because I hate you, but it was awesome. The scene with the gasoline, and my man Eddie, Evil Eddie's rocking, I don't know what, rock music the whole time.
Papa Roach.
Yeah, Papa Roach, whatever the hell it was. Yeah, Godsmack. Yeah. I don't care what it was. It was awesome. That, I understand what you mean, Evan. Like, the whole, that's when you just gotta go, this is action movie. Like, who, at this point, you just gotta let it be. Because you know what? He was going around. He started to talk smack to him, and he was like, all right. He goes, you got your orders to kill me? He goes, no, if you don't go back, I'm gonna kill you. And he went, all right. And he just ignited the thing. I said, this dude, Eddie, is like, you are not coming near me.
He's a demon,
and I loved
bro.
It. Yeah, I like that. I love the aerial assault between Jamie Foxx and him. Some parts did look kind of wonky CGI, and they looked like they were in a video game doing it. But I was okay with it, because I was like, you know what? It was actually really fun. I had fun with it. I was like, okay, this is like, I guess I started to feel the whole, like, damn, this thing could just go to the White House and decide to shoot the shit. He could decide to do anything. And I was like, this is pretty cool. I agree. One nitpick I agree with Nate is the Indiana Jones crash into the rock bit. I didn't remember in all the Indiana Jones movies when it crashed into the rock is like the slow motion and then it blows up. Yeah, that's like an action cliche. 80s action cliche. Cause like when they do the helicopter, even Stallone movie in Cliffhanger, you see it hit the rock and it's like slow motion. Yeah. Same thing with Rambo. I believe it did the same thing. So I was okay with it. I was just like, you know what? It is what it is. It just, I guess, dramatized that he died in a cockpit. But come on. The dude was doing like Mach freaking 4. But like even when they did Mach 5, when they all together and they were like Mach 4, Mach 5. And then like, I don't know. It's something about aerials that I like when it's shot very well. I'm all up in it. But again, I gave it a 5. I was up into the action, man. It was great.
You know, when I was watching this movie, it got to a point where I was like, Alex can give this 5. You know what? I'm right in the middle of you guys. I gave it a 4. I think the action is good. And the only detraction for me is the Jamie Foxx scene, like before. I don't like how it's filmed. It's too close up. You can't really, like, there's like cameras shaking like crazy. I think they could have done better with some wide shots because most of the other aerial scenes are awesome. Like, I love when Eddie is flying on one side and he like flies over them upside down across all of them. The effects are mostly good, even for a 2005 film. I love the gasoline scene. Evan, I know what you're talking about. Why did it just float up there in a circle? Yes, you're right. But as a visual, I think it was aces, bro. Like when he sets it on fire and it's like, and he's trying to get the gas before it runs out and before the blimp blows up. And I loved it. I was like, this is so stupid that I love it. And it looks cool. It does look cool. I really like the part where Jessica Biel, when she crashes, that when she's falling, that's pretty suspenseful when all the pieces of the plane are like falling. She gets hit by one part. And then when she lands, that whole like North Korea war scene, it's pretty good. You got people shooting out with machine guns. You got like, she's running and the thing, like it's legitimately good. Rob Cohen is a director who has made a ton of movies that you can't, I don't think you can say, some are good, but most of them you can't say like, this is a really good movie. But usually his action scenes are good, in my opinion, in his movies. So he knows how to shoot action. He's not a good storyteller. He's not an actor director, but he can shoot the heck out of an action scene. So I gave it a 4, Evan a 3, Alex a 5. All right, here's the part we all been waiting for, storyline. Alex, what'd you think?
You always go to me when it comes to storyline. All right. I'm going to be really honest with you. This freaking movie reminds me of like I said, Under Siege type films. It reminded me of Blue Thunder. Reminded me of. Yeah. Like, so those type of films, like those, this remind you, let me just tell you something. You know who could play Josh? And I'm going to, you know who could have been Ben Gannon, Lieutenant Ben Gannon in this movie? The guy that I always put in movies, Gerard Butler.
Uncle Jerry Butler.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Gerard Butler would have been perfect. But anyway, I kind of enjoyed this movie. Storyline. I gave it a 3 for good. I thought it was good because they remind me a little bit of Terminator. AI took over, but it got hit by an electrical storm and his DNA broke.
It turned evil.
So it reminded me of Short Circuit Part 2. So it was just like, I was okay with it. Like, I was like, okay, like it. Like I said, it knew what it was going to do and I'm all right. It didn't take itself too serious. Yeah, there was a lot of corny parts in the movie. Like, I mean, if you are a lieutenant in the army and you're going to arrest somebody and he goes, oh, I'm going to the bathroom. You know you're not going to go into the bathroom. He's going to send someone with him. So, like, to me, like, I was just like, it is too much. And if I would have saw that black dude in every freaking sci-fi movie, I'd be like, this dude created T-1000. He created Skynet. And now he created a flying plane that's a robot. Yeah. Look, in all seriousness,
it's true, the black guy, right?
Yeah. He created Cyborg.
That's right.
He created,
oh my God, everything he makes is robot AI that goes bad.
He's in the show called Eureka, and that town goes crazy because of his invention.
You see that guy on screen.
He knows this shit is off. He created Cyborg. He turned his son into a robot. He created,
blows himself up in T2.
And now he created, he's a general on a stealth plane that goes haywire.
Right.
No, but again, I thought it was good. I have fun with it. So it's watchable crap. So I gave it a 3. It's good.
Fair. Evan, what do you got?
I already know. What do you got?
I gave it a 3.
Yes!
I'm right there with Alex. Mm. So I here's the thing, and I didn't mention earlier under action, what redeemed it with me was land fighting with North Korea and having that scene and having Josh Lucas make choices that the plane learns to say, this is a good guy, this is what you're supposed to do. That whole part, I thought, redeems the movie for me in storyline. And I thought it was wonderful. So it's great. There's just some stupid stuff. Like when they go to Thailand, you literally know, like I think the scriptwriter, how do I get Jessica Biel in a bikini? Let's go to Alex. Thailand and go swimming.
But that is the 5.
How can we get Alex to buy 5. This movie? Jessica Biel.
Great point, Evan. Great point.
That was a good one. Yeah.
So, but it's if you once again, like you say, you let the stupidity and enjoy the ride, it's actually not a bad film. So it holds up better than some other action films from that time period. So
true. I can't wait to see what Nate says, because he's gonna be all he's gotta be a 3, or knowing Nate might be in a 2. But let's see. I think he's a 2.
But listen,
already.
I gave it a 2. I gave it a 2. But don't get me wrong, I like this movie. This movie is so stupid. It is like top shelf stupidity. Okay, it's not a 1 because I don't think it's like the worst storyline. But there is so much dumb stuff. You're the general. You're right, Evan. What is his plan? What is he doing? He's constantly like defending the thing. He lets people die. He gives the codes to Russia. Like, yeah, blow it up. Go ahead. You know, blow up our people. But to what end? What is ultimately the goal? Just to have a plane that can fly itself? Like, whoop-de-doo. You got 3 people who can do the job anyway. So that all the writing for him is horrible. The writing for Jamie Foxx is horrible. He is a creep. He doesn't do anything. He tells Josh Lucas, don't hit on Jessica Biel because she's too good for you, pretty much. He's not even a good friend. He's like, nope, you're going to ruin her life. Don't. But I'm going to go over here with this Thai lady in the rice field and do whatever. So yeah, it's dumb. And Alex, you're right too. This reminds me of 37 other movies. This is 37 other movies all rolled into one. Not only is it like, Under Siege 2, Dark Territory, Broken Arrow is a good one, Blue Thunder, the Clint Eastwood movie, Firefox. It's about like a mind control jet. Like, this movie's been made a bunch of other times, but not quite like this. So I don't think it's a good story at all. I gave it a 2, but I like it. I like this movie. So, okay, overall, Evan, what do you think?
It's a 2. You have too many flaws for it to be anything higher than that. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. You said it perfectly. It's a 2.
Okay, that's fine. Alex, what do we got?
All right. So I was on the fence, right? Because I was with the 2 also. But then I saw this one scene and it totally redeemed itself. When Jessica Biel was going against the tower at the end with that little Uzi that shot across 100, 200 feet. And
the sniper Uzi?
Yeah, she sniped her Uzi, dude. I said, this movie is great. I gave it a 4. for watchable crap. This is the, I'm going to tell you right now, this is the best watchable crap movie that we ever reviewed on this channel. And we reviewed a lot of shit movies that we gave it a 3 or 2, but we go, yeah, it's in the watchable crap pile. No, this is the greatest watchable crap floppity doodah movie that I ever seen. You have Jessica Biel in Thailand. You got yourself a plane that listens to rock music when it goes evil.
By itself.
By itself. It downloaded every rock album ever created from the internet. It self freaking fueled itself and it got angry and shot the damn thing. I mean, what more can you ask for in an action movie? You can't. You got an Oscar award winner.
You got
Jamie
a girl
Fox.
Saying, yep.
So,
you got a girl saying, I gotta
you
go
also
pee-pee.
Have a girl that says, I gotta go pee pee.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta go pee pee.
Twice. It happens twice in the same movie.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I know people are gonna be like, oh, you're crazy. You're phony. I will say this right now, and we
don't
on record.
Don't listen to him.
When the 4K comes out for this movie, I'm buying it day one. I'm telling you, Nate, I'm in the steel book.
This is going to be a Columbia Classics Volume 4. I think it was Sony. I think it's a Columbia movie.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
This was a great review. I agree with both of you. We need to come up with a watchable crap Hall of Fame. Like, we have to go back and listen to episodes and literally on the on the site somewhere or Instagram, we need to put the Hall of Fame of watchable crap. This would easily be in it. It's a terrible movie. It is really stupid. It is really dumb. I gave it a 2 as a movie, but I love this movie. I don't care. I love this movie. I think it's 90 minutes, or well, it's a little more than 90 minutes, but it's not very long.
It's right? 2 hours.
It was 1 hour 50, I think. Maybe 1 hour 50. Tops. It was not 2 hours.
2 hours and 1 minute.
Wow. It flies
by. It went so far.
Pardon. No pun intended. It flies by. You won't even know. It's like Eddie. It flies right by. Eddie is an incredible creation. Whoever thought to give him this monotone voice, but then make him listen to like hard rock was a genius move. Josh Lucas is terrible. Jamie Foxx is funny. Jessica Biel is good and also very fine. There's definitely some creepy shots. The Thailand bikini, the other shot where it's just her butt when she opens the door, when Josh Lucas like knocks on the door, it's like a low angle. It's like, okay, we get it, guy. We get it. But you know what? It's very 2005. It's very 2005. I'm here for it. This movie sucks and it also doesn't suck. It's actually pretty awesome. It's very fun to watch. The budget is on the screen. It doesn't look bad. It's not filmed bad. It's not poorly made. It's just that the storyline is so ridiculous and some of the actors are not good. So I gave it a 2, but I this is a 2 in my critical mind, like Evan did for the Turtles. But in my heart, 5. It's like, it's horrible, but I love it. All right, so what is your total points, Evan? I'll add it up.
12.
12. I have a 13.
12.
I have a 13, so we're close. Alex, you're up there. What do you got?
I'm up there, but the voice of Eddie was Wentworth Miller.
Hey, that's Prison Break.
The guy from Prison Break.
Prison Break.
Yeah. Resident Evil 4.
Oh, Chris Redfield. Yeah.
That's him.
Major, let's see.
Wentworth Miller, that's my dude. Sam Shepard was the main bad guy.
18 out of 25.
18. Okay, so you didn't quite hit 20, but you enjoyed this film. I knew you were going to like it. I had a feeling. I was like, I was going to like this movie.
Yeah. This was like...
Did you buy it?
No. I saw it for free on Max.
This on Blu-ray. I have this on Blu-ray in a 2-pack with Vertical Limit. Another classic. Which, by the way, we got to do Vertical Limit. It's a Martin Campbell movie. That's your boy.
My dude.
Vertical Limit.
I'll say this. The 300th episode of the podcast is coming up, and we're doing a live show. I think we should sweep through all 300 episodes to find our watchable crap Hall of Fame. Yeah, and then we'll get
Geostorm.
The list. Geostorm was up there. Yeah,
Mummy 2.
Mummy 2.
That's where I coined the phrase watchable crap was the Mummy 2.
Yeah, we'll sweep through it, and then I'll put a graphic up of all of our watchable craps on for our live shows for that show.
This movie's great. It's bad, but it's great. Yeah. If a regular person came up to me and it's like, hey, is stealth good? I'd say no. But if the right kind of person came up to me and asked if stealth was good, I'd be like, yes.
It's a movie for you.
Yeah, this is a dad movie. This is what I categorize as a dad movie.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, this is the movie your dad goes into Walmart and grabs the DVD and takes it home and watches it. 100%. All right, so with that being said, Evan, of course, it was great having you on again. Let's go over what we got coming up next week. This is great. Oh, it's the end of a month. So, Alex, I'm going to give you our next month's movies, and you have to tell me what is the theme, what ties them together. Next week, we'll be doing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Okay.
And then our next series, these are the five films that will be included. Man on a Ledge, Rogue One, Den of Thieves, The Town, and Hell or High Water.
Isn't that all thief? Like bank robbers?
Correct. They are smugglers? Heist films.
Oh, yes. Okay, heist.
So it is, we're doing heist action movie month. So all of the storylines of the movies revolve around some sort of heist. Someone stealing some money, diamonds, guns, or something. Some plans to the Death Star. They all involve a heist. So yes, that is heist month. So we're going to be doing our first Star Wars movie, by the way, Rogue One. The first one that we're actually doing for Star Wars.
I have not seen Rogue One since the theater, bro.
This is going to be very fun.
I'm big on Star Wars. But that's a franchise that I can't go revisit over and over and over.
Me neither. Yeah. I haven't seen Rogue One in a long time.
Like Star Trek, I could freaking phrase all the Star Trek movies, TV shows, because I rewatch them all the time. But yeah, Star Wars, I'm not that crazy with it. I just guess it's the IP.
All right. Yeah. Well, then we're going to be doing our first Star Wars movie. It is Rogue One. I could have put Solo because that's a heist film too. They're always stealing stuff in that movie too. But I didn't want to do two Star Warses because then it's too much. So those are the movies we're going to be doing. And of course, The Town, the week of The Town, that is our 300th episode. The Town is the 300th podcast. We actually have a guest on those podcast episodes, so we'll get to it later. And we will have a couple of more guests lined up in the future. Evan, of course, it was a pleasure having you. You did a fantastic job.
Let everybody
know where they could find you again.
Once again, just look up Pop Culture 33 on Instagram, Letterboxd, and YouTube.
There you have it. Guys, if you want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to Instagram at GeeksAndFlix. Head over to our official website at www.geeksandflix.com. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa, and thank you so much, Evan, for stopping by. And you can pick another two movies if you want. We'll send you a list.
We'd love to have you
join us again. Yeah, if you had fun.
I would be honored to.
Yes.
I'll come back for Star Wars.
There you go. Okay. There you have it. Be awesome to each other and geek out.